trying to understand the movement of water spatially across our watersheds, and then extending this understanding to include water's movement as time ticks away, can be as challenging as picking the right investment that reaps the greatest profit. There is an entire industry out there that is focused on one thing, data collection. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. When talking about groundwater, it's important to recognize that collected information, or the lack of information, strongly influences our final understanding of groundwater flow beneath our homes and properties. In the mountains of the western United States, we find our aquifers many times comprised of fractured rock. We have learned from experiences that two adjoining properties that have their own wells are many times receiving their water from totally different and unrelated fracture networks. Each fracture network has a unique vulnerability to drying out or degrading its water quality. Dale Daniels, electrical engineer at Global Water Instrumentation in Rancho Cordova, California, looks at these types of circumstances and creates tools that collect water data that give a scientist the ability to see things that were not possible in years past. Data collection is needed for many purposes.
Generally, the people want groundwater monitoring equipment. We have a family of data loggers specifically designed for doing groundwater monitoring. And in those cases, they're usually concerned with water level to make sure that, well, partly that neighbors of theirs aren't pumping too much water out of the groundwater supply. Also, the government at times will come in and maybe concrete in a channel, which decreases the amount of water that drips back down into the groundwater supply. A government project like that can destroy a small farm once their well goes dry. A lot of people are also concerned with water quality. In that case, they'll take samples as well and send them to a lab to be tested. You know, nobody really wants to drink polluted water. In a lot of these rural areas, the groundwater they pump is actually what they drink.
What used to be an uncommon need now is turning into a very worthwhile activity. People are realizing that without water, their properties have no value and their lifestyles can dramatically change. Collecting data does come at a price that is not easily absorbed when it is added onto taxes, utilities, and other property responsibilities of rural residential landowners. Groundwater data of this sort is usually generated by the property owner, unlike the development of the GPS, which was developed with millions of dollars spent by the federal government. Trends are changing. Automated data collection of water levels, water quality parameters, and flow are becoming commonplace in storm event studies, groundwater studies, surface water monitoring, and sewer evaluations. The future data collection units will likely merge their technologies with other supportive technologies.
The only trend I think that you're going to see in the future is getting into more remote monitoring where accessing data through satellite, through radio telemetry, things like that. As, gasoline gets more expensive and employee salaries become more expensive, it becomes very expensive to send people in the field. So a lot of companies now are switching over to automated systems. In particular, I'm working with satellite, and I just finished a 900 megahertz spread spectrum radio system that we expect to be quite popular.
Mixing satellites with electrochemistry, new electrical engineering techniques, and a bit of altruistic passion by the equipment manufacturer can produce great advancements on understanding water's flow beneath our lands. The scientist still has to pick the right parameter to measure at the right location and at the right time. This challenge is worth the effort. Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.